Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our second Sunday in Advent. We are so glad that you're with us today and almost a full house. And it's just wonderful to see God's blessing during this time and season. And we also want to welcome those that may be listening later on and that we can gather together and worship the Lord during this season. And last Sunday, I talked a little bit about the God of Jacob, the God of possibilities. And we're going to continue kind of on that theme of the God of possibilities bringing new hope in a little bit different way that most would have never even thought or considered. And we will look at that a little bit later on. But as we begin today, let's stand and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, without end. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's join together for our call to worship this morning. In this season of bumper-to-bumper stress,
God welcomes us to this place of peace.
When life is overwhelming,
we gather in God's calming presence.
Come, let us draw near to God.
The one whose peace passes understanding.
Well, let's join together, and you can turn either into your hymn books, hymn number 131, the first Noel, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint, and I'm going to go ahead and begin to invite our kids and youth and anybody, parents, grandparents that want to come up and decorate.
Noel, born in King.
So much. I always pick the first Noel because it's got six verses that we can get all the way through there with the kids and give them time. Well, let's go ahead and join for our opening prayer there. Gracious God, as Advent is upon us, we open ourselves to the gift of your peace-filled presence and hear what the Spirit is saying today. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be, I guess you're already seated, aren't you? I'm so used to doing that after prayer. We're going to go ahead and have the lighting of our second candle. We'll be lighting the first and the second there. And the Illifritz family and all of those that a few of the grandkids are coming to share with us this morning.
Seeks justice and compassion. God listens to the cries of the vulnerable and looks for the words to seek. May God's peace be at work in our hearts, homes, neighborhoods, and world.
The second candle of Advent reminds us that we are called to live as people of peace.
We light this candle as an invitation to work for justice and peace.
Let us pray. Holy One, help us to fan the flame of peace. May our lives reflect the warmth and wonder of this candle. Make our church a place of peace and sanctuary in our community. Amen. Now we'll sing the second verse of There's a Song in the Air.
Yes, and it is in the bulletin.
Oh, joy over the wonderful birth, for a virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. And the tar rains its fire while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king.
Thank you. Appreciate that this morning. I'm going to go ahead and invite our kids to come forward if they would. Make our way down this morning. Good morning. Thank you guys for helping out, decorating the tree this morning. And I love it when the kids get to do that. This could be, unless I missed it, this could be the first year that I didn't see any parents taking pictures when we did that, and while you guys were doing that this morning. So, okay. Last week, we lit this candle, the first candle. Just remember I told you, don't blow out your light. Those of you that were here, okay, you were supposed to take it with you. So, you got, is it still lit this morning? Yeah, all right, there you go. You can pretend it's all right. Okay, now, does anybody remember what that candle represented? You remember?
Jesus.
No. We got to wait till Christmas Eve. That center one, that white one, is the one that represents Jesus. Does anybody remember what we said it represents? It represents hope. Hope, okay? So the first one is hope, okay? Now, today, we lit our second one, okay? So it's lit. Don't blow it out. Do you know what it is? You should. That's right. Yes, we just... Oh, no, don't blow it out. What is it? Every Sunday, they want to blow it out for you. Yeah, don't blow it out. Keep it lit. Hey, let me ask you a question. I have a quick question. Do any of you, when you start putting up your Christmas decorations, do you have, anybody have artificial lights that you stick in your windows of your house? Anybody have any of those? Like you put it in the window on the ledge so people can see it from outside your house?
Yeah.
That's sometimes people do that during the seasons. And, but yeah, so this is peace. Peace. What's peace mean? What do you think?
Peace like you don't fight or anything.
Okay, yeah, so we're not going to fight, yeah?
Quiet.
Yeah, sometimes peace can be quiet. We just relax and enjoy when everything's going crazy. We'd rather have peace. Okay, yes. Part of when we're at peace with God and God gives us peace, it changes us. She said kindness, and it does. It changes our disposition. And now, we all know that we act differently, don't we? I mean, you guys never, ever fight with your brothers and sisters, do you? No, not at all. Never at all. No. But see, God's peace can help us. It helps us be calm, but we know we still sometimes mess up. And that's the one thing that's great about the story of Advent, is when Jesus came, he gives us peace. He gives us peace in our hearts, and it gives us peace so that we can be calm in situations. and when everything's kind of going crazy around us. Okay? So remember, now, you got two things, two candles with you, okay? Hope and peace. And next Sunday, we're going to add a third, okay? All right, you can go on downstairs, and I think the youth, we can let the youth go. They're going downstairs for their class this morning also. And that's going to give us some time here as they are heading down to consider your joys and concerns this morning. So maybe you have a joy or concern you would like to share this morning. Way in the back there.
Unspoken.
Okay. Unspoken. And we know the Lord knows what that is. Someone else. Joys or concern. Yes.
Well, Katie graduates next Friday.
Yay. She graduating? Is she graduating early, or did she have to go a semester longer?
She had to go a semester longer.
Yeah, that's my daughter had to do that. Yeah, and that's a praise God for that. Yes, I know. Someone else? Yes.
I just got word this morning that Don and Tom Snyder's dad passed away yesterday.
Okay, so we want to remember the Snyder family in our prayers this morning with the loss of that loved one. Someone else this morning. Yes.
Yesterday, my cousin in Columbus had a stroke. She's been battling scleroderma all of her life. She's been special to us. She was flower girl on our wedding. And so asking for prayers. There was a severe stroke.
And what was her name?
Carol.
Carol.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, Joy, we were so excited to start the holiday season down to hear the Dayton Symphony and the Miami East Band and the community choir doing all the carols. It was beautiful.
Yes, I had heard and read things on Facebook about that. And yes, how wonderful that was. So that's a great, great. Someone else? Yes.
Sarah's leaving on Tuesday to go to Peru.
Ah, okay. So we want to remember Sarah in our prayers. Someone else? Yes.
Yeah, Carol's son-in-law, Ian Coyle, is going to have back surgery on Tuesday. And I want prayers for my granddaughter, Kara. She has COVID. But I have a couple joys because Bill Fenter, my son-in-law, came back with no blockages.
Oh,
and
good.
John got rid of a headache migraine after 5 days.
Wow. Yeah. I know that seems long to us, but he's had longer ones before, yes. And so we want to remember Ian in our prayers, back surgery. And did I understand right? Kara? Is that what you said?
Kara.
Oh, Sarah.
Kara.
Kara. Okay, still, you all sound the same to me. So, Sarah, yeah, but Kira, Kira, I don't know what's what. So, that's got COVID. So, somebody else, yes.
Influenza is going through our classrooms at our school, and kids are being sent home very rapidly.
Yes, they're very much so, and we even had a friend that's our age or just a little younger that was got it and was in the hospital for 3 days. Yes, so definitely want to keep prayers regarding all of that. Someone else? Anybody else this morning? Yeah.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yes, 1 year ago yesterday, about 9:30, Betty went to heaven.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember that.
It's hard to believe it's been a year already, how time travels so fast. Yes. Did somebody else have a hand up?
I spoke.
Okay. We know the Lord knows that, and I saw another hand.
This would be a joy. I heard this morning that Bill Welkins is doing great right now.
Oh, well, that's good. Good. I had not heard anything further on that. So, and yes, so anybody else? We want to continue praying for Diana as she is healing up and praying for strength for her and motivation to get out of that recliner and get do the exercises and everything so she can get back to walking and get her strength back. Kim Schroyer, battling cancer, relative of Don's. And so I'm glad to hear. And then we want to continue remembering the Hageman family and with the loss of Ernie there. So if there's no others, we have those that have been mentioned. We want to go to the Lord in prayer about, and you can maybe lift them up as she plays there quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and close us. Gracious God, we are so thankful once again when we can gather together as the community of faith and we can experience your presence as we've come together in your name and we can receive of you grace and mercy and hope and peace today. And Lord, we just pray especially for those that have been lifted up today. We want to mention them. Lord, we pray for Carol today and Ian and Kara and Kim and Diane. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch, your healing grace and strength and presence to be with them right now. We lift up the families of the Snyder family and Hageman family with the loss of these loved ones, God. We just pray for your touch for each of them today, Lord. And Lord, we pray for those that are battling influenza and the sickness going around in our schools all across the area and different things. We just pray for strength and your healing touch and grace for each of them. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs that have been mentioned today. God, you know each one of those. We ask that you would work in those situations or maybe in a person's life that you know, Lord. And we just ask that you would make a way where there maybe seems to be no way. And God, that you would bring an answer. And Lord, if there's anyone else this morning that has been mentioned or maybe was mentioned during their own personal prayer time, that maybe they couldn't share or whatever it may be. Lord, we just ask that you would minister and move as only you can do. Lord, we pray for all of those that we often pray for on the monthly prayer list. So many of them that are battling cancer. And we just pray for healing grace, for strength, for wisdom, for the doctors that are working with them, and God, that you would do a work that only you can do and make a way that only you can bring about, God. In each of those lives, we pray for strength. We pray for faith. We pray for comfort during this time for all of them. And we're grateful and thankful. And Lord, as we continue with the rest of our service this morning, I just ask that you would just continue to bring your presence real make it real to us in this place today. Touch us at our deepest needs and minister as only you can do by your Holy Spirit. And I pray that as we break the bread of your word, that you will not only encourage us and strengthen our faith, but Lord, that you'll send us forth in newness of life. That way we might be a blessing to others that we come into contact. People that may be hurting and in need this season, as we are grateful and thankful, and we continue to pray for peace in our world today. Peace where there's war, peace where there's strife, peace where there's exploitation, peace where others are trampling on others, God, and that you will make a difference in our world and use people, your people, Lord, to bring about peace in our world that we need so desperately. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you so much for joining with us in prayer. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And once again, as I say every Sunday, thank you so much for your faithful giving. And it's how the ministry of the church here continues and the work of our missions programs continues, being a blessing in our community and around the world. And so as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Let us join together for our prayer of dedication. As we give, O God, we rejoice in your peace that passes all understanding. Let our gifts bring peace in a world of turmoil and stress. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I just so appreciate the sweet presence of the Lord that we have been sensing here in the last, I don't know, weeks, I guess, in the sanctuary. Maybe it's me, maybe I don't know, but it has just been very refreshing to me in the midst of everything going on in life, and I just thank God for that this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Isaiah chapter 11. It's our lectionary Old Testament reading, Isaiah chapter 11, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10, and you are welcome to follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Then a shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. From Jesse's roots, a branch will blossom. The Spirit of Yahweh will rest on you. A spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and reverence for Yahweh. You will delight in obeying Yahweh, and you won't judge by appearance or make decisions by hearsay. You will treat poor people with fairness and will uphold the rights of the lands downtrodden. With a single word, you will bring down tyrants. With your decrees, you will bind evil people. Justice will be the belt around your waist. Faithfulness will gird you up. Then the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard lie down with the young goat. The calf and the lion cub will graze together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed the bear. Their young will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like the oxen. The baby will play next to the den of a cobra, and the toddler will dance over the viper's nest. There will be no harm, no destruction anywhere in my holy mountain. For as water fills the sea, so the land will be filled with knowledge of Yahweh. On that day, the root of Jesse will serve as a symbol to the peoples of the world. Nations will flock to you, and your home will be a place of honor. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the Lord would add his blessing to the reading of the word today, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, a salesman dropped in to see a business customer. Not a soul was in the office except a big dog emptying waste baskets. The salesman stared at the animal, wondering if his imagination could be playing tricks. The dog looked up and said, "Don't be surprised, buddy. This is part of my job." "Incredible," muttered the man. "I can't believe it. I'm going to tell your boss what a prize he has in you. An animal that can talk." "No, no, no," pleaded the dog. "Please don't. If that bum finds out I can talk, he'll make me answer the phones too." I want to talk to you this morning about the shoot of Jesse, the shoot of Jesse. So last week we talked about the God of Jacob as the God of possibilities, who brings hope through the advent of Jesus. And our reading today highlights once again the God of possibilities at work in our world to bring us Jesus. This time, the God of possibilities brings a new hope from the family line of Jesse, a shoot that sprouts up from a stump, the Messiah from the line of David. What does this say to us today? What does this mean for us right now in our lives and what we're facing today? Well, two things I want to focus on, and I'm going to kind of emphasize it as what God brought about from Jesse's line. So let's begin there. First of all, from Jesse's line comes newness. Newness. So let's think about this for a minute. Jesse represents the dying line of David. That's what it does. Jesse is the father of King David. And in the midst of exile, when Isaiah the prophet is preaching and speaking forth the word of the Lord, during this exile time, Jesse's family seemed to be wavering, seemed to be coming to nothing but a stump, a remnant of Israel. Israel was no longer what it used to be. You know, if you think about it, if you've ever had stumps in your yard or stumps in some place there on the property after you took down your trees, stumps don't look promising, do they? Unless you're like us and we used to jump on them and stand on them as kids and jump off of them and those kind of things. And boy, if you ever hit your knee on them, they sure hurt. Stumps don't look promising. Don't offer us much. Have you ever felt like the struggles of life have whacked you down to stumpdom? Does it look as if you don't have much to offer anyone? Still, if you've been around stumps any time in your life, strange things happen around stumps. And Advent reminds us of the God of new life. Because in our reading today, Isaiah sees where God brings new life to dead things. God takes a dead old stump and brings something new into it, a sprout. Have you probably seen that if you've had stumps around your property? Now, often they're down along the edges of the stumps where they pop up a sprout or something new that starts to form. Don't see it very often as the picture I had up there earlier where it burst up right in the middle of the stump. But anyways, you get the picture. And Isaiah envisions a time where God will bring forth a new ruler, a new king, a shoot, the Messiah from Jesse's remnant, those that were left over in Judah and Israel after exile. You know what that tells me this morning? That tells me that God takes what seems desolate, defunct, and dead, and brings forth new life. Newness is a gift from God. God brought newness to Zechariah and Elizabeth. If we were to read our Matthew reading this morning, the gospel reading from the lectionary, it dealt with John the Baptist preparing the way of the Lord. And then if you read the story from earlier in Matthew, we find out how God brought newness to Zechariah and Elizabeth, who, for she was barren and could not have children, and God brought forth John from her. God brought newness to Mary and Joseph when she was told that she would give birth to the Messiah, who is Christ the Lord, yet she had never been with a man. This is the good news and hope of Advent this morning. When people encounter God's presence in Jesus, they find a fresh start in life. They find newness for their souls, hope. And I don't know if you need that today, but I hope that you will grab a hold of that newness and that fresh start. But there's more. From the line of Jesse comes peace. Peace. What is peace? We have varieties of ways that we interpret peace and think about peace. And the kids a little bit shared some of their ideas about peace this morning. But peace really refers to God's gift of wholeness. wholeness. Peace is God's promise of rest, well-being, security, stability, all of these things wrapped up in that one word, shalom, that we often think of. And in fact, in our reading, the poetry of our reading today is very clear that nonviolence is a part of that. Prey and predator, children and creatures dwell together in safety. And did you catch that such peace is linked in our reading with God's life-giving spirit that anoints this ruler, this king, this Messiah, with the gift of wisdom and understanding, planning and strength, knowledge and awe of the Lord, so that wholeness can flourish. You know, as I was thinking about that this week, I was like, oh Lord, please give me wisdom and understanding, planning and strength, knowledge and awe, so that I can flourish in peace around others. Why is that? Because Advent reminds us peace emanates from Christ. The shoot of Jesse is the Prince of Peace. Let me say that again. The shoot of Jesse is the Prince of Peace. Now I want you to say it with me. Say it with me. The shoot of Jesse is the Prince of Peace. Out of a stump, something that is lifeless, comes new life. Jesus, a tiny baby born in Bethlehem. I've talked to people, I've read people that said, boy, if I was God, I sure would have done it a whole lot different and just took care of those Romans and took care of this and took care of that. And what does God do? God operates in peace and he brings a child into the world. His son. And with the dawn of God's promise to Isaiah, a light began to flicker. And this is how peace always gets its start in us and in our world. It emerges from a tiny shoot in an unexpected place, Bethlehem. Christ is born in Bethlehem, and he is the one who leads us on the path of peace. The one whom we read in Luke's gospel, the one in whom the angels sang at his birth, peace on earth and goodwill among humanity. Let me ask you a couple questions this morning. What stumps seem dead in your life? Can you envision God sprouting something new and good from them? Who needs a fresh start from God's life today? How might Christ's peace transform us so that we are at rest and become peacemakers in our world? Advent reminds us the God of possibilities is at work bringing newness out of our messy lives and peace into our chaotic worlds. May the shoot of Jesse bring newness and peace to us this Advent season. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to just give you a couple moments there where you can share and say hi to a couple people and greet one another. And then we'll go ahead and close out there with three of our verses there from our Christmas hymn as we finish. They're online on the church website. Probably later today, hopefully. Yeah. Usually if I'm late, it's the latest is usually Wednesday. Let's stand. You can turn into hymn number 160 or follow along on the PowerPoint. We are singing verse 1, 3, and 5. Don't be confused by the numbers up on the PowerPoint this morning. 1, 3, and 5. Wild shepherds.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around, and glory shone around.
Let's join together there for our benediction. As we leave, may God fill us with hope and peace. May the God of hope fill us with peace so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.